Grain and livestock markets continue lower in risk-off action. This is the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. Talking now with Arlen Suderman of Stone X. Arlen, we take a look at the market trade. Still trading lower here in a risk-off day across the entire commodity sector. And we're getting a lot of news out of China that seems to be driving this sell-off. Update us on what you're seeing with the Chinese and how this is affecting our market trade.
Yeah, the primary concern is the Evergrande Group, which is a real estate investment group, the second largest in China, and according to some sources, 122nd largest by revenue in the world, that may be not able to make interest payments on some bond debt that it has. It has over $300 billion worth of debt, a couple of interest payments coming up between now and the end of the month. If it cannot make those within 30 days of their due date, then it would be in default by definition, and the fear is that the implications or ramifications could extend to many financial institutions and corporations around the world who may be invested. We don't know what those connections are, but because of that lack of knowledge is exactly why the market is shedding risk exposure, not knowing the final implications on the Chinese economy or the world economy at this point, how that might impact demand for commodities. We have seen the grain and oil seeds come off of their lows, but still really struggling, particularly in this time of year with normal seasonal harvest pressure, nothing to really counter the headwinds that they're facing right now. The VIX, which is Wall Street's fear indicator, is traded to almost 27 this morning. My observation over the years is once the VIX gets above 30, it's difficult for any commodity to sustain a rally unless it has a strong story. And right now, none of our commodities have that strong story to counter this initial selling until we can learn more.
You mentioned typical seasonal harvest pressure. I know we're getting a lot of early harvest going. We'll probably have more this week with the weather forecast the way it is. What are you hearing as far as early harvest and how that is playing into the markets as well?
Certainly that is a factor. We do have some chances for storms across much of the Midwest here over the next couple of days as a frontal system passes, and that really dries it out. So we should have active harvest pressure. Why is it going to be so active? Because disease pressure seems to have really outlasted the fungicide protection on these crops, particularly on the corn crop. Tar spot getting named frequently, and that caused the crop to die prematurely rather than to mature normally. That's taking the top off these crops. It's still a good crop overall, but we're not getting the really high yields that we were anticipating east of the Mississippi River to offset some of the losses in the west. So we may have seen USDA's highest yield estimate. We'll have to see how USDA sees it on October 1st.
And briefly in livestock, you know, we're holding in there, it seems, today, despite the broader risk-off sentiment in our markets. Any thoughts on cattle and hogs today?
I'm impressed at how we've come off our lows. We had a good slaughter week in the cattle at over 366,000 head last week, and that was about 10,000 head better than we expected, particularly with the fire at the JBS plant at Grand Island, Nebraska. So the question is now, what will the packers pay this week? And how's that going to provide any type of support with the packers getting blamed by the president for food inflation? Perhaps they'll give a little bit more. But we are seeing the protein complex kind of come off its lows, particularly the cattle market, feeder cattle trading in the green periodically with the lower feed prices.
That's comments with Arlen Suderman of StoneX coming up this afternoon. We'll recap the entire market trading day with John Heinberg from Total Farm Marketing, our guest today here on Market Talk. Find more online, markettalkag.com. This has been the Monday, September 20th, Midday Commentary. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.